Good morning. And how are you? We are especially blessed for our first communicants this morning, huh? Now, we're going to get you all the communicants. All you guys get to answer all my questions. Aren't you excited? You came all the way back from Maine just to hear a question, right? So what do you think is the deepest need in everyone's heart? Jesus, okay, and who is Jesus? The deepest need in everyone's heart is what? To be kind, yes, but to be, it talked a lot about it today in the gospel. Jesus, yeah, blessed. Love, there you go. The deepest need in everyone's heart is to be loved. Now, today's gospel is my favorite gospel of all the gospels. It's the one I used for my very first Mass 29 years ago. I know you're quite shocked at that, right? No, Father, it couldn't have been that long ago. I know, but it was. And anyway, it begins with Jesus telling us that he loves us, right? He says in John chapter 15, verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love." So Jesus comes and he meets us at our deepest need to be loved. And as you get to receive Jesus for the first time, and those of you who are older, Jesus for the 100th or 1,000th time, it always comes to the same thing. Jesus coming and meeting us where we're at and beginning by telling us that he loves us. Huh? Like every day, like today, I mean, you've been coming to this church a long time, most of you, huh? Some of you, I baptized you, which really freaks me out. But anyway, so when you've been coming here all these years, and after communion all these years, I always do the same thing. What do I do at communion? I always have you sit down, and what do I tell you to do? Does anybody remember? We did it just last week and the week before and the week before and the week before and the week before. I tell you to sit down, close your eyes, and what? Listen to God. But what do I ask you to do when you do that? Pray. But I say, I want you to close your eyes and say, "Jesus, no, hold me." Have any kids paid any attention? Hold me, right? Is that what I tell you every week? Yeah, kind of, I do. My exact words every week are, okay, as always, sit back, close your eyes, say, "Jesus, hold me," and feel Jesus Christ put his arms around you, and listen to his heartbeat, and every time his heart beats, he says, "I love you, I love you, I love you." That's what happens every time you go to communion. That Jesus holds you and he says, "Come here, you," and you put your head on his chest and you listen to his heartbeat. And what Jesus says to you for the first time in a very powerful way today, and for the rest of us many times, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. I love you. I love you." So when you and I come to communion, whether it be every day or once a week, Jesus is trying to meet us where we are and enter into us to fill our deepest need to be loved. That is the number one thing about what Catholicism's about. A lot of people don't think that. They think it's about rules, but it's about love, right? Because Jesus says, "I want you to remain in my love." And then he tells us how to remain in my love. He says, "If you will remain in my love if you keep my commandments." And then immediately after he says, "And this is my commandment." What's the commandment of Jesus? He only gave us one. I used to have it on my ring, but it broke off. But anyway, the only commandment Jesus gave us was what? Oh, that's very good. Love him with all your mind and soul. Absolutely. But that comes from the Old Testament. Jesus says in today's gospel, "This is my commandment, that you..." 10 commandments, yes. What a guy, that we love others as he has loved us. That this is the commandment Jesus wants us to remain in. That we love one another as he has loved us. And how does Jesus love us? How did he ultimately love us? Look at the center and the there, right there at the top. How did Jesus love us? By dying for us, right? By giving his life for us. And so what he wants us to do is to be giving our life for others. You know, so what he tells us to do is once we come to know how much we're loved by Jesus every time we go to communion, then we need to go out and to love other people the way he's loved us, right? So that means you put other people in front of you. Remember, again, I've done this many times with you, and every time I do a parish mission, I ask the people to do the same thing. But now that you're getting your first communion, it's now time for me to ask you to do this. Do you all have bathrooms at your house? Or are you still using those outhouses? You have a bathroom? Do they have bathrooms in Maine? Really? Not an outhouse? You don't have to go out with the mooses? Okay, so what you want to do at your bathroom is I want you to, you heard this by now, I want you to put three words on your mirror. And this is for everybody here if you haven't done it yet. What are the three words I ask you to put on your mirror? What? Jesus loves you, that's true, but no. Jesus others yourself. Yeah, that's a life of joy. Very good. And the way I say it all these years is what? I am third, right? I am third. And so what that does is it helps us. I have it on my mirror up in my bathroom. And it's to remind me every day when we brush our teeth before we go to bed, you brush your teeth before you go to bed, right? And so when you're brushing your teeth before you go to bed, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you sit there and you look at those three words, I am third. And what you think of is that I do at least one unselfish act today for somebody else. One unselfish act today for somebody else. That means, like, for instance, there's a piece of pie in the refrigerator, and you know your brother or sister wants that piece of pie. They're really hungry. What would you do? You'd say you'd give it up for your brother or sister, right? Yes, that's what you do. You wouldn't cut it in half. That means you would do your third thing. That means you're loving your brother or sister like Jesus would love them. He gives everything up for them. So today, what we learn when we come to communion is this whole communion thing about being one with Jesus in the most blessed sacrament is about love. It's about how much Jesus loves us, that he gives us his own self. He wants to be in you always. That's why he gives you himself in communion. And then he says, I want you now to go out and be me to others. I want you to love others the way I've loved you. So the two things I want you to remember today is when you sit back and you close your eyes after you receive communion for the first time or the 100th time, I want you to hear Jesus say what? I love you. I love you. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. And then, when you know that you're loved by God, you need to go out and what to others? Love others. That means you be communion to other people. As Jesus, it becomes communion to you. And the rest of you, I encourage you, this week, this day, to spend time with John chapter 15, verse 9. Where Jesus says to you, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. Because all of us have the same need to be loved. And all of us, Jesus wants to meet us there today and all the days of our life if we listen. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May it sure know his love today and forever. Amen.